It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
How to solve three global challenges with one word. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The world, and very likely Russia's Vladimir Putin, was surprised, if not amazed, how Europe generally pulled together to respond to the invasion of Ukraine. Well, there's a new book out today from a hard-nosed geopolitical risk analyst who says that cooperation can fix our biggest problems. Ian Bremmer, president of the Eurasia Group, says those problems are global health emergencies, the climate crisis, and the rapid development of new technologies such as artificial intelligence. His book is called The Power of Crisis: How Three Threats and Our Response Will Change the World. Ian?
David, always good to talk to you.
All right. Some interesting examples, right, here in 2022 of people coming together, cooperation across national barriers. And one of your inspirations here is cooperation between two people, one still with us, one no longer, President Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev, the former Soviet leader. You never thought they would come together, but look what happened.
Look what happened. The first time they actually met in Geneva, Reagan had asked Gorbachev, it's kind of a strange question, said, if we were attacked by aliens, you'd defend us, right? And Gorbachev said, yeah, sure. And Reagan said, well, I would too. And the funny thing is that actually it was a breakthrough moment for arms control for a world where we were facing weapons of mass destruction and we had the Cuban Missile Crisis. And when you think about climate change today, when you think about the pandemic today, you recognize these aren't national challenges. These are fundamentally global challenges, but in an environment where the politics, both inside our own country as well as globally, are so deeply dysfunctional. And it's the crises themselves that are creating the momentum for breaking through these difficulties.
You point out, I mean, this can't just be driven by goodwill and good intentions. We may need some more international infrastructure.
Well, it's not that we need more. We need them to be different. I mean, the reason why our international institutions work so badly right now is because they're outdated. You know, one of the things that I remember when Trump got rid of NAFTA and created the USMCA, it was the Mexico-Canada agreement, it was one of the smartest things he did, because the old NAFTA agreement, which was a fantastic trade agreement when we had it, by the time Trump became president, wasn't even reflecting 50% of our trade, because it became mostly services and data. Well, that wasn't the nature of the trade relationship 40, 50 years ago, but it is now. And so you needed a new institution. That's what we're looking at globally. We don't have architecture to respond to artificial intelligence challenges. You need a world data organization for that. The World Trade Organization won't do that. We don't have big organizations that are, you know, in place that allow us to respond to the pandemic. The WHO was way too small, way too weak. So you have to actually create this architecture.
So what jumpstarts the actual process of doing that? I mean, look, it starts with your book, but what, do we got to convene a global conference or something?
Well, the pandemic made a big difference. Europe is a lot stronger coming out of the pandemic as the EU than it was coming in. That's because they recognized that COVID-19, couldn't respond to it as individual European nations. That climate change is doing that. And what's interesting is the United States and China, the two largest emitters, aren't the two leaders in responding to climate change. But a lot of young people around the world are demanding that change. Banks are deciding that in 10 years' time, we won't make any money if we invest in fossil fuels. So they're moving away from it. And that in turn is forcing corporations to make a difference, and the Europeans and the Japanese and mayors and governors in the United States. And suddenly you have enough investment at scale that you can see a pathway towards a world in the next generation where a majority of our energy doesn't come from fossil fuels. That's an extraordinary thing to be able to say, and it's come as a consequence of this crisis.
The Eurasia Group's founder and president, Ian Bremmer. His brand new book is called The Power of Crisis: How Three Threats and Our Response Will Change the World. Ian, thanks.
David, good to see you.
Stock market's up. Dow futures are up 466 points, 1.5%. S&P futures are up 1.7%. NASDAQ futures up 2%. 10-year interest rate is up at 2.92%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
When we get retail sales numbers today, keep in mind that all this inflation makes those look higher. If you spent more on fuel last month, doesn't mean you bought more. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Consumers are being buffeted by strong and contrary economic winds, says Mark Cohen at Columbia Business School.
Wages are up. Unemployment is down.
All good, but at the same time,
inflation is wildly up, and there's a tremendous amount of unease.
Sentiment really is turning pretty sour, and it has been for a while.
That's Kayla Brune at polling firm Morning Consult. She says consumer surveys show rising financial anxiety about inflation and a shift in behavior to respond.
Price sensitivity, trading down to cheaper alternatives, all of which would feed into deferring purchases or opting out of purchases.
And rising prices may start to cut into households' ability to keep up their spending, says Arun Sundaram at CFRA Research.
Now we're also starting to see the savings rate come down meaningfully.
Indicating more consumers are digging into savings built up during the pandemic to pay their bills. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And a judge has struck down a California law requiring companies to have up to 3 women on the board of directors. The judge said it violates the constitutional requirement of equal protection. Quotas have trouble passing legal muster, experts say. This spring, a judge overturned a separate California law requiring boards to have racial, ethnic, and LGBTQ diversity. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.